have higher rates of marital problems and divorce. George Bush and Senate Republicans putting more pressure today on Democrats about judicial nominees. Bush issued a statement saying, quote, each deserved a simple up or down vote by the entire Senate. The Senate Republican leader, Bill Frist, is considering an effort to ban judicial filibusters, trying to stop Democrats from blocking judicial nominees. Sunday, Republican Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska said he's hoping the two sides can work out a deal to avoid a confrontation. Meanwhile, Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid offered the Democrats support for one of Bush's judicial nominees today, former Senate lawyer Thomas Griffith, as a goodwill gesture in the confrontation over judicial filibusters. Reid said, quote, let's try cooperation rather than confrontation. Democrats are hoping Reid's offer will help convince a number of undecided Republicans that they can be reasonable and the GOP should not support Frist's call to ban the filibusters. George Bush got a warm welcome in the Soviet Republic of Georgia. People hoping his visit will bring them some respect from Moscow. They want Russia to dismantle two bases it still maintains on Georgian territory. Bush's stop in Georgia, the last on his European trip. The U.S. military source says an offense that's underway in Iraq targeting followers of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, Marines, sailors, soldiers north of the Euphrates River in an area known as a smuggling route and haven for insurgents that the military says are, quote, flowing in from Syria. So far, officials say 100 militants dead. An Iraqi militant group posted an internet statement today saying it took a Japanese security contractor hostage. The Ansar al-Sunna army says it ambushed a convoy of foreigners and Iraqi troops. The militants say they killed everybody except the Japanese man who was captured. They posted a copy of the man's passport and other ID cards, one of which says he worked for a British security company. The posting says he was severely injured. The company's CEO says there was an ambush involving company workers, and there were casualties, but they're still trying to determine if the man was involved. This is Air America Radio.
Breaking rules, breaking records.
Nail it, Robbie. Nail it, nail it.
Piece of cake.
And everything in between.
It's kind of crazy. I like it.
The Real Life and Limb series on A&E. Knievel's Wild Ride. New episodes Tuesday night at 10, 9 Central. Only on A&E.
How does America say dry eye relief?
Similisan.
Similisan?
Similisan.
However they pronounce it, people agree. Homeopathic Similisan is the over-the-counter way to dry eye relief. They know that eye doctor recommended Similisan stimulates your eyes' natural ability to moisturize themselves. No harsh chemicals, no known side effects, just fast, healthy relief. So no matter how you ask for it,
Similisan.
Similisan.
Similisan means healthy relief. Similisan Dry Eye Relief at retailers everywhere.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomedo.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomedo in your local vitamin shop.
Wow! Randy Rhoads on Air America Radio plays all my favorite hits.
Well, that's right. It's the Randy Rhoads Super Smash Club Mix Explosion 2.
featuring hits like Get Out of My Dream and Into My Bedroom.
Who cares who's having sex with who? Oh, the Republicans do that, too.
And there's more. You'll get Randy's dance floor favorite.
The fixing of elections is about as old as the cracking grandma's behind.
Experience it now.
Not sold in stores.
Randy Rhoads on Air America Radio. Imagine a natural diet ingredient.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Mike Malloy. Still got a bit of a cold, but we'll just slug through it, okay? I really miss being here Friday night because of all the weirdness that was going on. My God, it's been a wacky week for these neocons, right? Bush is hot for horses. Right-wing anti-abortion freak and murder conspiracy advocate Neil Horsley has sex with farm animals? Maybe they should hold the next Republican convention at a petting zoo. It sure would save a lot of money on hookers, wouldn't it? Huh? And you haven't, if you haven't yet been convinced that Bush is just plain crazy, we now learn that he wanted Bin Laden's frozen head delivered to him in a cardboard box, and then requested that other Al-Qaeda heads be brought to him on pikes. What the hell is going on here? This is really insanity. We live in a crazy country. Do you understand that? It is insane out here. Bush really does think he's on a crusade. We know how much he likes to dress up and drag. I wonder if he has a make-believe suit of armor now that he marches around in while pretending to carry people's heads on pikes. I wonder if he has like a Renaissance fairy costume or something. Good God. Are you aware of all this, Trusaker? Well, we've got the sound from Alan Combs' radio talk show, where he interviews Neil Horsley, and Horsley admits to sex with farm animals. We have the tape, or we have a soundbite from what was it, Kathy? Was it from Meet the Oppressed yesterday? With what's his name? Who was the guest there? Tim Russert was talking with this guy. Gary Schroen, former senior CIA agent. And we also have a little piece of tape here of this pastor, this Christ killer in Waynesville, East Waynesville Baptist Church in North Carolina, some half-wit named Chan Chandler. It's astonishing. We live in a madhouse. You understand that, don't you? No offense to the criminally insane. Everybody has to be something. And, you know, a lot of people think schizophrenia is just a label. Was it Thomas Zaz? Who was the radical psychiatrist, Kathy, from the 60s who said that schizophrenia really was just a political term? Thomas Szabo? I think that's who it was. So, okay, you can buy that if you like. We live in a country that leaders that manufactured the attack on this country on September 11th. And then after finding out the 15 of the 19 people that came here to kill us were Saudis, we attack Afghanistan. And all of that's a smokescreen to go after Iraq's oil fields. On Sunday, we crossed the 1,600 dead Americans threshold. There's no way of telling how many, accurately, we can guess how many Iraqis are dead, how many Afghans are dead. How many Americans have we lost in Afghanistan? 300, 400? And the political, religious, neo-Nazi right in this country that is just blending perfectly, there's no such thing anymore as the political right separate from the religious right. It is all the same. We have madmen like this Dobson, Focus on the Family, a creep, holding massive teleconferences on huge screens with people sitting there, mostly white people, raising their arms to heaven and blethering while spittle runs down their chins. We have a command structure at the highest levels of the United States military that is obviously insane. It just happened overnight, didn't it? They decided to be insane in order to maintain their careers. We are committing atrocity after atrocity every single day in a war that should never have happened and from which we should withdraw tonight. Every single American soldier should be withdrawn from Iraq tonight. Because we've already lost that war. And it's become a war of attrition. It was Ho Chi Minh that said, "You will kill 10 of our people, and we will kill one of yours, and eventually we will win." It's insane. U.S. deaths in Iraq, soldiers now are in excess of 1,600. It was a bloody weekend. How many Americans were killed? How many Iraqis were killed? I'm sorry, I always say how many Americans were killed instead of how many people were killed. I know I shouldn't do that, but I resent the fact that this murderous thug in the White House has done this to us. And I resent the fact that there are Protestant and Catholic alleged preachers, pastors, priests who are praising this man. The Christian faith in the United States has turned into a disemboweled, phantasmagorical, psychopathic ball of snot. It's just unbelievable. Well, Kathy, that's all I could think to say. You know, I don't know. You know. Did you hear what happened in the capital of Latvia when too stupid to find his ass with both hands visited there on Friday and Saturday? Riga, the capital of Latvia, had to get ready for Bush's visit to the country. It's just like every place he goes, they close down entire countries now when this murderous thug shows up. According to what I have here in front of me, Latvia spent $4 million, which is probably almost everything they have in their treasury, to prepare for the visit of Bush. Just to decorate Riga with flags cost the Latvian treasury $100,000. The old part of the city and several adjacent central areas were closed for 2 days, as long as Bush stays there. There were no performances in theaters. School classes were canceled. Offices and restaurants were closed. Guests at hotels situated in the city center were forced to leave their rooms and move to a ferry boat, which the Latvian authorities provided especially for the occasion. It cost the Latvian government $1 million just to charter the ferry boat. Oh. And the city authorities of Riga, Latvia, recommended that the residents be quiet if they were in the streets of the city during Bush's visit. Remember Spencer Abraham? The invisible Mr. Cellophane, where it concerned the Secretary of Energy or the Energy Department, he was the Secretary of Energy for the first 4 years of the Bush crime family's manipulation and destruction of democracy in this country. Spencer Abraham, remember him? Kind of a Middle Eastern-looking dude, right? You remember him, don't you? Bloviated, his eyeballs popping out like he had, you know, either too much thyroxin simmering through his body or not enough. Which one is that, Kathy, when the eyeballs are popping out? That's too much hyperthyroidism. Yeah, him. He is now, he was elected to the board of directors of Occidental Petroleum Corporation over the weekend. Oh, you sons of bitches. Boy, I swear. And then, of course, this Waynesville thing. Waynesville, North Carolina, 9 members of a local church had their membership revoked. And 40 others left in protest because of what the minister there said. You know, the Catholic church leadership in this country has become just, I don't know, just insane beyond belief. The Protestant church leadership in this country has become demonic. I'll play for you when we come back what the minister of this church had to say. Hey, stay with us. We have a fun night planned for you tonight. This is Air America.
You won't need any eye holes. They'll just tell us what we see. We're being led by some wise souls determined to put the mark into democracy. The decisions they're making are much too big for you or me. So, see the tide of negative news. Liberal lies, left-leaning views that our enemies would spread.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Right, yeah. 21 past the hour. Okay, it's phantasmagorical. all right. Who do you want to start with here? I'll tell you what. This is so bizarre. This has been a weird weekend. You know, I stayed pretty high all weekend on NyQuil and more NyQuil, but I caught some of this stuff. Oh, and don't send me any emails. I know. I also did ginger and garlic. And please, okay? I take the NyQuil sometimes because of that chemical in there that all the kids get high on. What is that called, Kathy? Robo-tripping? No, that's what it's called. God, now I get 10 emails telling me what dextromethorphan. Or dextromethorphan. Anyway, yeah, it gets you high. It makes you go to sleep. So anyway, in that fog over the weekend, though, I caught all this weirdness. Let's do Pastor Chan Chandler first, huh? Chan. Hey, Chan, what's up? Nothing. Just out here perverting Jesus and ripping him into more pieces. This is from this Christian man's godly sermon, where members of his church were told to either resign or repent if they didn't vote for Bush. Now, 9 members subsequently were told to get the hell out of town, and 40 others resigned in protest. Repent. You thug. What? I guess these poor Baptists now believe that they're going to burn in hell or something. Anyway, here is this... mushroom mouth Chan Chandler.
The question then comes in the Baptist church. How do I vote? Let me just say this right now. If you vote for John Kerry this year, you need to repent or resign. Amen. You have been holding back God's church way too long. And I know I may get in trouble for saying that, but just pour it on.
Pour it on? Well, you snot ass! What do you mean, just pour? Did you? I know it's a bad audio there. The question then comes in the Baptist Church: how do I vote? Let me just say this right now: if you vote for a Democrat this year, you need to repent or resign. And then these androids sitting there go, "Amen, amen, brother, amen." You have been holding back God's church way too long, and I know I may get in trouble for saying that, but just pour it on. I'd like to pour it on. Oh, God. I would love to take up the challenge some of these people come up with. Now, I'll tell you what, let's do the sex with animals thing after the break. That's just too good to... Oh, Jesus. Can we do the Gary Schroen thing? Do we have time to do that? Okay. This is former senior CIA agent. He's the author of First In, How 7 CIA Officers Opened the War on Terrorism in Afghanistan. He was interviewed by Russert yesterday on Meet the Oppressed. And just in case you're not convinced, the Bush crime family is completely just furniture-chewing insane. Here's a fun exchange between Russert and the former CIA agent. Now, Russert starts out, on September 1st, 2001, you began a 90-day phase-out, retiring from the CIA. Then came the horrific day, September 11th. All our lives changed. You were asked to stay on at the CIA. On September 13th, you were summoned to the office of Kofor Black, the head of counterterrorism for the CIA. What did he tell you? What was your mission?
To attack...
the Al-Qaeda organization find bin Laden and his senior lieutenants and kill them.
Kill them?
Kill them.
Wasn't it illegal for us to kill foreign leaders?
I don't think at that point that the administration had gotten to the point where it was fair. Bin Laden and his guys were fair game.
As part of war?
As part of war.
Mr. Black gave you specific instructions of what he wanted you to bring home.
That's true. He did ask that we, once we got bin Laden and killed him, that we bring his head, send his head back in a cardboard box on dry ice so that he could take it down and show the president.
Where would you find the dry ice in Afghanistan?
That's what I mentioned to him. I said, Kofor, I think that I can come up with pikes to put the heads of the lieutenants on, which is the second part of what he wanted done. Dry ice, I guess we'll have to improvise.
Media whore number one, Tim Russert, is so cool. He is so cool. Where would you find dry ice in Afghanistan? At the nearby 7-Eleven, moron. Where do you normally find dry ice? Where would you find dry ice in Afghanistan? My God, that's the only thing Russert wanted to know. Nothing about lopping the head off. Nothing about bringing it back in a box and handing it to Bush. Can you imagine little pissant Bush dancing around in his flight suit and somebody brings in a box with a head in it? Huh? And then he could get Dobson on the phone and Chan Chandler. And he could say, woo, guess what I've got? Jack in a box. I got his head in a box. I'm on a crusade. Give me his head.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A new report in Mother Jones Magazine reports that drug companies are using tactics tantamount to bribery to push new drugs into state health programs. They're trying to get state programs to mandate the use of the most expensive new antipsychotic drugs without regard for their effectiveness. Here's how it works. When states are writing guidelines on which antipsychotics to prescribe, drug companies give them money. That's right, they give states cash. While Texas was implementing its guidelines, the state health department got almost $1 million from drug companies. During that time, state Medicaid spending on expensive new antipsychotics jumped by 600%. It doesn't stop there. Drug companies are slithering their money tentacles still further into state health bureaucracies. Companies are paying for state officials' travel, dinners, and other perks. And you better not stand in their way. A Pennsylvania state employee was fired after he investigated the practice. To read the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Sadly, arthritis pain can make people say goodbye to the little things they love, but not people who use Aleve. People whose doctors have told them the good news about the strength and safety of Aleve, that only two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. Ask your doctor the good news about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk, which takes place this May all across the country. For more information on the Arthritis Walk or the good news about Aleve, go to Aleve.com.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt.
A German justice minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just get called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this our great country or what?
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870. No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Morning Sedition.
If you talk to any moronic Republican who gets his talking points from Hannity or Rush Limbaugh, they'll go, but Clinton, that's all they can do. I mean, you got to stop that, people. If you want to have a conversation with a Republican, as soon as he goes, but Clinton, just tell him, you know what, the conversation's over because that's old news and it makes no difference. But shut up.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
This crusade, this war on terrorism.
Yeah. From those beds, Tiananmen Square.
26 before the hour. If you don't think that this country is being run by truly insane people, then there's nothing on this program that we have nothing to offer you. We are being led by insane people. Now, to the extent that they are insane, we're going to suffer. I'm not sure yet how insane they are. A couple of them are criminally insane. Some of them are insane to the point where murder and killing is nothing. It's there's no pathology to it. There's no negative connotation to it. It is like burping or farting or, can I say it on the air? Or having an acid indigestion attack. It's just one of those things that happens. Now, as far as definitions of insanity, I referenced Thomas Szasz. And I couldn't remember the title of his book, but he was, I looked it up. He wrote The Myth of Mental Illness. The Myth of Mental Illness. But an email from Corndog Hell says, the name you're fishing for is R.D. Lang, the seminal existential psychiatrist. It was his bedrock tenet that an absurd response to an absurd world is an ultimate act of sanity. So I'll split the difference with you, Corndog Hell. Thomas Szasz and R.D. Lang. R.D. Lang was the more radical, absolutely. All right, back to the insanity. Neil Horsley. Neil Horsley. Do you know anything about Neil Horsley? This guy is a real psychopath. Apparently he grew up here in Georgia. And he's been in jail. He was busted for selling hash oil back in the day, back when... doesn't that kind of date him? Hey, man, I got some hash oil here, you know. Yeah, you remember how you did that. You would soak your reefer papers in the hash oil and dry it out and then roll it up. He served 2.5 years in federal prison for dealing hash oil. He put up photographs on his website of naked men engaging in homosexual acts and a nude woman engaging in bestiality, plus grotesquely maimed fetuses. Neil Horsley. He's 57, and according to the Southern Poverty Law Center's website, he warns that, quote, domestic terrorism heralds the shape of things to come. He has put up home addresses and other detailed information about hundreds of abortion providers, and that led to God knows how many attempts on their lives. One was shot dead. I don't know. He's a sick bastard. Just really. Somebody should take Neil aside and I don't know, just talk to him, right? He's has a record of cheating on his wife. He refers to homosexuals as the implacable enemy. He promises when the religious right does assume power that faggots will be arrested. He wants to use nuclear weapons as a way for the South to secede again. And he wants to force his version of biblical law in American society. He rails about desecration and pagans and lust and perverted tolerance. In other words, just your typical Republican Christian right freakoid. But he's a dangerous bastard. As long as people like this are wandering the street. Can you imagine if somebody who was a member of the ACLU or Southern Poverty Law Center or the Democratic Party wandered around saying this kind of stuff? Huh? Okay. Alan Combs, why? I have no idea. Little Alan, the toy liberal who is Sean Hannity's butt boy, why he would have this guy on his radio program, but he did last Friday. And what's up with Republicans and bestiality? Last week, Pickles revealed that Bush likes to masturbate horses, or as she put it, tried to milk a stallion. Jesus. And now this Neil Horsley freak admits to having sex with farm animals. The first voice you hear is Alan Combs here. Listen to this.
An Esquire magazine interview acknowledged taking part in homosexual sex and bestiality in the 70s.
Hey, Alan, if you want to accuse me of having sex when I was a fool, I did everything that that cross my mind that look like it might feel good.
You had sex with animals?
As an active hedonist. Absolutely. I was a fool.
You had sex with animals?
Oh, when you grow up on a farm in Georgia, and your first girlfriend is a mule.
I'm not so sure that is so.
That's because you didn't grow up on a farm in Georgia. Did you?
Are you suggesting that everybody who grows up on a farm in Georgia has a mule as a girlfriend?
I'm saying that it has historically been the case. You people are so far removed from the
reality. Look, I'll admit, Neil, I'm a city boy. I don't know a lot about growing up on a farm.
Well, welcome to domestic life on the farm.
But I think for you to say,
welcome to domestic
there are a lot of people listening to me right now, Neil, there are a lot of people listening to me right now who live on farms, are raising kids on farms, who grew up on farms, and I don't think they're dating Elsie right now. You know what I'm saying?
The fact of the matter is, don't know that in fact you experiment with anything that moves when you're growing up sexually, you're naive, and you know better than that. You know yourself. If it's warm and if it's damp and it vibrates, you might in fact have sex with it.
Old MacDonald had a fetish, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm he had some Astrolube, E-I-E-I-O. You got a pretty, pretty mouth, now squeal like a pig, can you believe this? Can you believe this? Thank God, I am so glad I still have bronchitis, because I can't scream. Can you believe, and Alan Combs, have you ever heard a more moronic interviewer? He has a certifiably insane mule humper on his program. A human mule humper. Not another mule, but a human who talks like this. Jesus, no wonder everybody in the rest of the country looks at Southerners like we're mule humpers. It's 'cause we are. According to this guy. What did he say when you grew up on a farm in Georgia, your first girlfriend is a mule? Oh, my God, my God. If it's warm and it's damp and it vibrates, you might in fact have sex with it. Would that include your washing machine? Your wet, dry vacuum? Did you hump the Hoover hoarsely? Well, I mean, what? If it's warm and it's damp and it vibrates, you might in fact have sex with it? Good God. I'm telling you. Do you understand what happened, True Seeker? I hate to be the one to tell you this. But you're dead. No, I know. You think you're alive. You're listening to this program. You're driving. I don't know what you're doing. You're on your internet. You're listening to your old satellite radio there. Or maybe you're just listening on the regular radio. But you're dead. You died. This is hell. We're all dead. Do you understand that? No. I'm sorry. Your children are dead. I'm dead. My baby in here is dead. My wife is. Everybody's dead. We think we're alive. But we're dead. We have Baptist ministers throwing Democrats out because I don't know why. We have the former head of CIA saying he was supposed to bring bin Laden's head in a box to this psychopathic nutcase in the White House. And then we have Neil Horsley on with Sean Hannity's butt boy talking about, well, everybody does it with mules on the farm. That's your feast. First piece of nookie. What's wrong with you? And then out there, where is it? Where is it in the... Who's the mayor? And is it Spokane? Oh, Jesus. Who has spent his entire professional life demonizing gay folk. And turns out he's another one of these pedophilic bastards, right? Just like the entire Catholic Church. Oh, geez. I'll tell you what. Have we got time to play Neil Horsley one more time? You don't? Okay, after break. In the meantime, there's serious stuff going on, right? There's serious stuff going on. There's a war in Iraq that was put together by a lying bastard who should be impeached. Where's the impeachment hearings? Do you understand what this man did? This George Bush. Oh, here, let me play some music for you. We'll be right back. I'm going to go out in the barn and check old Bossy. Woo-hoo!
Oh, come here. Yeah, cow. Come here, mule. Get over here. Come over here. You like it like, hey, how about that? Come on, stop eating the hay. There, there. Get off my foot. Yeah, doggies. Woo, ride 'em, cowboy. Yeehaw.
Fella runs some cows on our country. I love to go walking out there, seeing the cows.
Touching them.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Michael.
Michael, we've had a bad storm and I was trying to get out of my road this morning. There's a tree down and I tried to back up and now I'm tangled up in electric wires.
Okay, ma'am. I have you on a spotted farm lane. I will contact emergency personnel.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
Emergency.
This is Michael calling from OnStar Emergency. I got a lady that's in her vehicle. She has ran over some power lines and she is stuck.
Is your vehicle on top of the power line?
I think it's tangled up in my antenna.
Okay, don't move. We'll send somebody out there.
Thank you.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Help is on its way. Please know we're here whenever you need us.
Okay, thank
and help,
you.
And you're welcome.
You'll find OnStar available on over 50 GM models, including some vehicles with an MSRP around $17,000. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers in compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and the supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day.
Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
See the cows lying down? It's a pretty good sign. It means they're pretty healthy.
Or satisfied, I want to do. Was that good for you, bossy?
Moo.
Get away from me, Wilbur. No. I've got a headache tonight. Wilbur? A horse is a horse, of course. It's insane.
I mean, you think we sit here and make this stuff up?
Well, we don't.
You know, Tim Russert, media whore number one, talking with this psychopath who said, okay, he's a good psychopath, bad psychopath, I don't know anymore, I frankly don't care. Just, you know,
oh yeah, well, I talked to Kofor Black, he told me to go get Bin Laden's head and bring it in a box to George, because George wanted it on dry ice in Afghanistan.
And all Russert can come up with, where are you going to get dry ice in Afghanistan? Can you believe this? Huh? And then you have Sean's butt boy. Poor old Alan Combs sitting there with a raving, maniacal monster who has been part of conspiracies to kill doctors and succeeded in one who performed, excuse me, abortions. And this guy's talking about doing it with a mule.
Hey, Wilbur. No, no, no.
What does the horsey say? No. Big A, little A. What begins with A? Oh, my God. Yeah, really. We sit around with Molly, don't we? We say, what does a birdie say? Tweet, tweet. What does a doggie say? Arf, arf. What does a horsey say? No. No.
Not again, please, God.
No. Oh, Jesus. You see them cows out there in the field, they're laying down. Hi, I'm George Bush, and this here's my ranch. They're laying down because we worked them to death.
No, Wilbur. No.
All right, we're going to play this one more time because you've got to hear this again. Because a lot of people are going, no, man. This is one of Malloy's NyQuil trips or something. This really didn't happen. So we're going to play it again. The first voice you hear is Alan Combs talking about this Esquire magazine interview with this guy. No, no. Shh, shh, quiet. With this psychopathic Neil Horsley, this anti-abortion right-wing Jesus loves me extremist. Here we go. Here's Alan Combs.
An Esquire magazine interview, you acknowledged taking part in homosexual sex and bestiality in the 70s.
Hey, Alan, if you want to accuse me of having sex when I was a fool, I did everything that crossed my mind that looked
yes,
like it might feel good.
You had sex with animals?
As an active hedonist, absolutely. I was a fool.
You had sex with animals?
Oh, when you grow up on a farm in Georgia, and your first girlfriend is a mule.
I'm not so sure that is so.
Well, that's because you didn't grow up on a farm in Georgia, did you?
Are you suggesting that everybody who grows up on a farm in Georgia has a mule as a girlfriend?
Well, not the girls.
It's historically been the case. You people are so far removed from the.
Look, I'll admit, Neil, I'm a city boy. I don't know a lot about growing up on a farm.
Well, hello, welcome to domestic life on the farm.
But I think for you to say, there are a lot of people listening to you right, Neil. There are a lot of people listening to me right now who live on farms, are raising kids on farms,
uh-huh,
who grew up on farms, and I don't think they're dating Elsie right now. You know what I'm saying?
The fact of the matter is, don't know that, in fact, you experiment with anything that moves when you're growing up sexually, it's you're naive, and you know better than that. You know yourself. If it's warm and if it's damp and it vibrates, you might, in fact, have sex with it.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine Alan Combs? Well, let's see. If it's warm and damp and it vibrates, that could be Sean Hannity coming out of a shower. Or a sauna. Can you see Alan and Sean? These people are crazy. Why are we doing this, huh? Why am I doing this tonight? Because I'm trying to make a point here. These sons of bitches are insane. Every single one of them. From Dobson down the list to Horsley to Alan Combs to... what's his name? It's got the weather. Drudge. All the way back up to General Myers and George Bush and Wolfowitz. They're vampires. They're crazy people. They're insane. Do you understand? Is it sinking in, Truth Seeker? Huh? How in the hell do you do serious talk radio when you've got these kinds of issues? We are being run by insane people. We have people who are constantly demonizing gays who are, in fact, pedophiles. We have priests telling their congregation not to vote for Kerry. Priests were buggering little boys saying don't vote for John Kerry because John Kerry believes in a woman's right to make her own decision about an abortion. Good God! All weekend I kept coming out of my NyQuil coma and seeing the news and I thought, no, this is just, man, these are just flashbacks. You know, this is taking me back to the 70s. This damn NyQuil is tripping something, you know? And I'm just reliving all that bad orange sunshine. But no, it's really happening. I thought it was the drugs. I wish it were the drugs. This is where we live. Do you understand? Oh, my God. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
George W. Bush likes simplicity. Though the challenges facing America are usually complex, Bush is happy to speak in the most black and white terms. Let's look at a recent example. When he was in Latvia, he criticized the Yalta Agreement that came at the end of World War II. Never again, he said, will we sacrifice freedom in the vain pursuit of stability. That sounds good, but wait a minute. Don't we do that every day? China, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan. Bush doesn't go to the mat for freedom in these places. To do so would cause much instability and complicate U.S. relations with these regimes. Last week, Kuwait rejected granting women the right to vote. Did Bush protest loudly? No. So Bush was 100% wrong. We do sacrifice freedom for stability. We just don't admit it. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com from Fort Dodge Animal Health.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. Oh, ooh, eesh, ah. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray for victory over the odor and wetness, victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
Okay, it's time for a quiz. So, if a person works as a clerk in a retail store, let's pick one at random, let's say Walmart, and that clerk gets paid $8.23 an hour, how much do they make in a year? Time's up. The answer is $13,861. And while even Walmart pays above the minimum wage, if that clerk is supporting a family of three, he or she makes nearly $800 below the federal poverty line. And if that clerk lives in Georgia, he or she is six times more likely to rely on state-provided health care for their children than are employees of any other large company. Most of us think that people who work full-time shouldn't live in poverty. But how do you change that when politicians won't stand up to the Walmarting of America? Well, alone, there's not much you can do, but together, we've got a shot. when you join PurpleOcean.org. You can stand with the 1.8 million working families of the Service Employees International Union. PurpleOcean.org is telling the truth about what the Walmarts of the world are doing to our country. And we're taking action to stop it. Want to know more? Check us out at PurpleOcean.org.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. More filibuster fighting. The Senate's Democratic leader says it's time to, quote, take a step away from the precipice. As the battle over judicial filibusters continues, Harry Reid offering Democratic support today to one of George Bush's judicial nominees, former Senate lawyer Thomas Griffith. Reid says Democrats know the difference between opposing nominees and blocking nominees. Democrats hope the offer will persuade Republicans not to support a call to ban filibusters. Meanwhile, Democrats again came out against one of the Bush nominee judges, Priscilla Owen of Texas. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says Owen is an activist judge with no business on the federal bench, and he cited Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez's criticism of her rulings when he was her colleague on the Texas Supreme Court. Gonzalez brushed that off, saying judges sometimes disagree. Bush today issued a statement saying each nominee deserves to get a vote up or down in the Senate. Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin played up their friendship, playing down their disagreements. They were together for the event in Moscow, marking the 60th anniversary of the end of World War II in Europe. Bush then went to the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, the final stop of his European trip. U.S. officials are saying as many as 100 militants killed so far in a U.S. military offensive. The statement says American troops, backed by helicopters and warplanes, targeting an area near the Syrian border known for harboring foreign insurgents. The statement didn't say whether there were American casualties, but a U.S. military leader says two Marines were killed in the area yesterday and one today. The Bush administration giving the green light today for American companies to sell some upgraded missiles to Pakistan. The deal, worth up to $226 million, giving Pakistan more modern anti-ship and air-to-air missiles. A U.S. military statement says this lets Pakistan add weapons to surveillance flights along the border with Afghanistan and Iran. U.S. sales of weapons to Pakistan, though, are often criticized from Pakistan's neighbor India, and some fear that Islamic fundamentalists could take over Pakistan at some point and seize these weapons to use against the U.S. The independent commission that examined Pentagon plans to close bases overseas in Europe and Asia, issuing a report today that suggests basically too much too soon. The chairman of the Overseas Basing Commission says the Pentagon plan is too narrowly based on military concerns and doesn't consider other factors like military family quality of life and the war on terror. The report suggests the closure process should be slowed down. The Defense Department intended to start bringing home the first overseas base units next year. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now, 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
Head driving to Valero. Got a filler up there.
fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Yeah, driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
I'll make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah, driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
On the Rachel Maddow Show, here's some of what we've got our eyes on for developing stories. Number one, Condi Rice still withholding the most important documents about John Bolton, whether he tried to lie about weapons of mass destruction. Number two, the federal elections advisors due to release their report on voting technology. Looks like they'll completely ignore the issue of paper records for e-voting machines. And the Republicans are trying to block attorneys' fees for lawsuits about the separation of church and state. For all these stories and much, much more, tune into the Rachel Maddow Show only on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. I'm Mike Moore. This is Air America. It's difficult to to make a turn here from that insanity from the first hour. I probably would have stayed home another night, except for this stuff that shows up and it's out there, and I think to myself, oh my God, these are the people making decisions, influencing decisions about the United States and our policies, domestic and foreign, where we're going and who we are. It's unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Like I said, next time Republicans hold a convention, man, hold it in a petting zoo. It'll be a lot cheaper, save you some money. The lobbyists won't have to provide as many hookers for you. Just turn them loose into some farm animals. Jesus. One more thing here. Two more things before I go to your calls. And we will get serious here in just a second. But according to CNN, this happened over the weekend also. Some guy out in Chicago threw a paint. What did he do? He wrote over the Virgin Mary salt stain, right? What did he write? He wrote, this is not true or whatever. So he's being prosecuted for criminal damage to state property. That's according to CNN. For writing over that Virgin Mary salt puke from up on the overpass, dribbles down and some freak goes underneath and says, "Oh my God, look, it's a Virgin Mary." Now, the question, and who sent this? Barry, our Plymouth, Michigan bureau chief, sent this to me. He said, this guy's being prosecuted for criminal damage to state property, yet what of the hundreds of people who as pedestrians have trespassed onto the highway to see it and cause traffic safety issues? What are the hundreds of people who have left candles, pictures, and all sorts of other things under the salt stain? Barry writes, the last time I checked, fines for highway littering were pretty steep. Are they being prosecuted for littering on state property? No. Finally, the state apparently painted over the salt stain after the suspect defaced it. So they leave the stain for people to pray at and litter by. And one guy writes, big lie on it, and he goes to jail. If he had written, praise God, do you think he would be prosecuting? It's getting scary, Mike. That's from Barry, our Plymouth, Michigan bureau chief. Yeah, I saw it over the weekend, I guess. I don't know when it was, Thursday or Friday. big lie. Well, of course it's a big lie. It's worse than a big lie. It's insanity. You know, it's crazy. It's just insane. You know, and somebody said, well, here's a woman who practiced safe sex. She never had any, and she still got pregnant. You know, how do the right-wing Christians figure that one out? Well, that only happens once, Malloy. That's for the Messiah. Okay, yeah, whatever. Peter Rodino died. And again, unless you're over a certain age, you have no idea who he was. He was a congressman from Newark. But he was also the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee when the impeachment hearings against Nixon were held way back in, when was it, on 73, I guess. 96 years old, Peter Rodino. He was an inexperienced congressman at the time. He had been chairman of the House Judiciary Committee for only 9 months. He had not an inexperienced congressman. Excuse me. He was new to the chairmanship of the House Judiciary Committee. He had won 13 consecutive elections, 26 years. From Newark, in a district that had started out being Italian and Portuguese, and became African American, and Peter Rodino continued to represent. He was a strong liberal. He was an ass kicking, table thumping, bust you in your chops liberal. The kind of liberals we don't have anymore. Well, we have them on this program. But Rodino was the type, if you crossed him, he just might have your ass kneecapped. You know, let's take a close look here, right? His last name ended in a vowel, right? And he's from Newark, New Jersey, right? Eh? And Peter wasn't his name anyway. He had a change. His name was Pellegrino Rodino. Eh, Pellegrino. He was a liberal, and he believed in liberalism. And he also believed that occasionally you might have to beat the living hell out of somebody because they were acting like a freak or a snot or a smartass. And occasionally you might have to take down a president because he was committing the violation after violation of the Constitution, his oath of office, and just being a decent human being. And so he did. He pushed hard, Rodino did, for civil rights and immigration reform. He was an ass-kicker, and a name-taker, and a liberal, and a Democrat, and a member of Congress from New Jersey, and a good guy. We don't have liberals like that anymore. All right, maybe Kucinich, but I don't know. Kucinich, I think, is... I love him, but I don't think Kucinich would whack somebody. I don't mean whack kill. I mean, you know, kneecap him. And I think Rodino had it in him. I don't know if he did or not. Anyway, Peter Rodino, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Compare him to this self-righteous, whore-mongering, Catholic prevert from Illinois, who headed the House Judiciary Committee when they went after Clinton. Henry Hyde. Even had a jerkwad of a name, didn't he? Henry Hyde. Oh, my God. Let me just give this to you real quick. For those of you who don't remember, because some of these names may mean something to you. I don't know. Well, a lot of folks who weren't even born then, but... 16 months and 3 days after the criminals were caught breaking a Democratic Party headquarters of the Watergate complex, Nixon had Archibald Cox, who was the special prosecutor investigating the Watergate scandal, he had Cox fired because Archibald Cox subpoenaed the secret presidential tapes. Now, that became known as the Saturday Night Massacre because after Cox resigned, or after Cox was fired, the president ordered Elliot Richardson, his attorney general, to fire Cox. Yeah, Cox didn't resign. He refused to step down. Richardson said, no, hell no, and resigned. Then William Ruckelshaus, who was Richardson's deputy, was given the same command. He, too, resigned. So then they went to somebody, they named a guy acting attorney general and told him to fire a Cox, and he did. You know who that thug was, that pissant, was Robert Bork, who at the time, I believe, was the Solicitor General of the United States. So they made him acting attorney general, and he fired Cox, because Cox demanded that the tapes be made public. Eventually they were. Supreme Court ordered it. But Robert Bork, this thuggish right-wing monster who was defeated, and that's why, that's one of the reasons that Frist and DeLay and the rest of these animals in the Republican Party are demanding an end to the filibuster rule. But all goes back to Bork. Bork was a real Nazi. I mean, an absolute Nazi, a Mussolini Nazi, Mussolini fascist, I should say. And they, you know, they said, no, he's not going to get on the Supreme Court. And he wasn't. And he spent all that time since he was nominated, what's it been, 15, 18 years now, wandering around the countryside just pissing and moaning and talking about the unfairness of it all and how the liberals destroyed everything. Yeah, okay, Bork, sit down and shut up. One of these days I'm going to be reading your obituary here, too.
And they battled full of pride, and they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies, and we'll never rest again.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So, reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know why George W. Bush was
killed. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. Jay Bookman is with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. I met him a couple times. Really nice guy. He writes an op-ed piece a couple, 3 days a week. An excellent liberal journalist, writer. Not a journalist. He's an editorial writer. And today, I want to quote some of what he wrote today. He's talking about last month, Army recruiters fell 42% short of their goal. Now, we mentioned this last week. For 3 months in a row now, the Army, the Marine Corps, are not able to provide the number of young American men and women to go die for the Bush crime family or kill for the Bush crime family as they're required. And who sets these recruiting goals? Congress does. You know, it's not where they have a meeting with the Army merchandising people and they say we need 10,000 people this month. It's set by Congress. 42% short. Now, as Jay Bookman writes, even there were bonuses of up to 20 grand being offered for those willing to report by May 30th. Didn't work. I hope it continues to not work. Bookman writes, those numbers are ominous. If they continue in the months to come, as seems likely, they threaten not merely our ability to stick it out in Iraq, but also the Army's long-term ability to perform its duties worldwide. And you know, I don't know Bookman's, I don't know Jay's position on our military being in Iraq. My position is get the hell out. Get out now. Get out now! It's a different issue. But he says the reason for the decline is obvious. Before he gets the obvious reason, he talks about around the first anniversary of the so-called fall of Baghdad back in April of 2003, 73% of Americans believed the war was worthwhile. That makes me shame. That shames me. That just shames me. 73% of Americans. Today, Bookman writes, only 41% of Americans believe the war is worthwhile. That shames me even worse. The lower number makes me even more ashamed to be a citizen of the United States of America while this thuggish regime is in power. How can 41%, after everything that's been revealed has been revealed, how can 41% of the people who breathe the same air I do, who urinate into the same sewer systems that I do, how can 41% of them believe that the war in Iraq is justified? It's sick. It's insane. But Bookman gives expands here a little bit, and this came out last week during the elections in Britain about the top secret British documents recently leaked to the British press. Help explain why the dumbass American public is becoming disenchanted with the war. And as Bookman writes, the primary document is an internal summary of a meeting held on July 23, 2002. By Tony Blair and a handful of his top foreign policy, intelligence, and military advisors. At that point, most Americans had no idea that a war with Iraq was even being considered. But apparently Blair and Bush had agreed to invade Iraq as far back as an April 2002 meeting in Crawford, Texas. That was the meeting when they got up in the morning and they both said, oh, we share the same toothpaste. Remember that, Kathy? Pepsodent. You know, they're up all night deciding to lie to get the United States and the United Kingdom into a war in Iraq. Oh, you bastards. Oh, you dirty, treasonous bastards, both of you. In that meeting, Blair and his aides discussed the Americans' plan to create an international crisis around Iraq and its weapons of mass destruction. As Bookman writes, the idea was to set the stage for war by demanding that Saddam readmit UN weapons inspectors. When Saddam refused, that would be the excuse to invade. But as British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw told Blair way back in that July meeting, quote, the case is thin. Saddam was not threatening his neighbors. And his weapons capability was less than that of Libya. Blair was told, though, that quote, the most likely timing in U.S. minds for military action to begin was January, with the timeline beginning 30 days before the U.S. congressional elections, end quote. Do you understand that, truth seeker? Do you understand what these unconscionable bastards did? And he's not impeached. He's prancing his way around the Soviet Union and former Soviet republics, and he's not impeached. He's not been jailed. Blair was told that the most likely timing in the minds of U.S. policymakers, including Bush, for this military action to begin was 30 days before the U.S. congressional elections. And as Bookman writes, that description is damning, indicating that the Bush administration cynically manipulated its war plans to create maximum political advantage for Republican congressional candidates. But there's more to this, and I'll share it with you when we come back. I we can laugh about this horseleaf freak. But George W. Bush took this country into a war because he could. And because we, the people of the United States, and apparently the people of the UK, are just dumber than a sack full of tree stumps.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Sadly, arthritis pain can make people say goodbye to the little things they love, but not people who use Aleve. People whose doctors have told them the good news about the strength and safety of Aleve, that only two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. Ask your doctor the good news about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk, which takes place this May all across the country. For more information on the Arthritis Walk or the good news about Aleve, go to Aleve.com.
A new report in Mother Jones magazine reports that drug companies are using tactics tantamount to bribery to push new drugs into state health programs. They're trying to get state programs to mandate the use of the most expensive new antipsychotic drugs without regard for their effectiveness. Here's how it works. When states are writing guidelines on which antipsychotics to prescribe, drug companies give them money. That's right. They give states cash. While Texas was implementing its guidelines, the state health department got almost $1 million bucks from drug companies. During that time, state Medicaid spending on expensive new antipsychotics jumped by 600%. It doesn't stop there. Drug companies are slithering their money tentacles still further into state health bureaucracies. Companies are paying for state officials' travel, dinners, and other perks. And you better not stand in their way. A Pennsylvania state employee was fired after he investigated the practice. To read the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. Oh, ooh, eesh, ah. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
Oust Fan presents a message from your cat.
Hello, it is I, your cat. Meow. We had a deal. I do my business in the box, you get rid of it. But such is not the case. Meow. So get the Oust Fan. It's the only portable fan that eliminates bad odors in the air throughout the day, even from odor-causing bacteria. So get the Oust Fan now. By the way, the dog clawed your couch. Meow.
Get odors out with Oust Fan. Essie Johnson, a family company.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid.
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more involved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
DemocraticMatch.com, yeah.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. One in three chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a one in three chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About one in three travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
The Al Franken Show.
I love the Dead.
When did that start for you, by the way?
It started in college, and then Tom Davis really introduced me to the Dead.
Al Franken and Catherine Lanfer.
Because, you know, you don't strike me as sort of a typical Deadhead. But
oh, I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You go to a Dead concert, there's...
There's just 50,000 Al Frankens.
Well, no, there's...
Whirling around.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
flying monkey right blues. Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. So back to these documents that came out during Tony Blair's, during the election recently held, the parliamentary election recently held in the UK. All of these documents that expose that Bush and Blair had agreed in July, or as in April of 2002, over a year before the invasion, to whack Iraq for no reason. And I'm quoting from Jay Bookman, who is one of the editorial writers op-ed writers at the Journal Constitution. He writes, "The document's most devastating paragraph, however, summarizes a report by the head of British intelligence, a guy known as C. C has just returned from meetings in Washington, and he's telling Blair what he learned there." Quote, "Bush wanted to remove Saddam through military action, justified by the conjunction of terrorism and weapons of mass destruction. But the intelligence and the facts were being fixed around the policy. There was little discussion in Washington of the aftermath after military action." End quote. The intelligence was being fixed. Now think about this for a second, if you would. Bill Clinton is impeached because he got involved in little oral sex games with his girlfriend and then lied about it. And he was impeached. He wasn't convicted, but he was impeached. Think of what this country went through back in 99, was it 98, 99, when all this... think of these loudmouth, half-witted, dumbass Republicans, the screaming, and how... this is when MSNBC and Fox, and to a lesser extent CNN, and all these cable freaks were spawned during the Clinton impeachment. Now look at this. Look what Bush has done. Look, and Blair, too. Apparently Tony Blair, just as guilty, if not more so, because Blair is smarter, way smarter than Bush. The intelligence was fixed, and no discussion of what would happen in that sad country after these bastards invaded. Now, as Bob Herbert reported today in the New York Times in his column, he says, "From the very beginning, the war in Iraq has been an exercise in extreme madness, an absurd venture that would have been rich in comic possibilities except for the fact that many thousands of men, women, and children have died and tens of thousands have been crippled, burned, and maimed." Herbert goes on, "The world now knows that the weapons of mass destruction were convenient fiction. Less well known is that bumbling administration officials eagerly embraced the ravings of a foreign intelligence source known as, believe it or not, Curveball, who helped promote the fantasy that Iraq had mobile laboratories for the manufacture of biological weapons." And he mentions, Herbert mentions General Eric Shinseki. Shinseki, remember him? He made the mistake of speaking the plain truth to officials in the Bush crime family when he said it would take hundreds of thousands of troops to pacify Iraq, and that was the end of his career. So Bush and his criminals have sent fewer troops into this war than were necessary to rape and destroy and take over someone else's country. That was the goal, to take over. So these bastards didn't even send enough people to accomplish that act, that criminal act. They also sent people who were never properly trained or equipped. And as Herbert points out, the results have been nightmarish. Roadside bombs have caused 70% of American casualties in Iraq. The military was not prepared for this tactic and has had a miserable record providing protective armor for Humvees and other vehicles carrying soldiers and Marines. So, Herbert writes, GIs from the wealthiest, most powerful nation in the history of the world have been dying because their nation wouldn't give them up-to-date combat vehicles. No, because the Bush crime family. The Bush crime family. The Bush crime family hates our troops. The Bush crime family despises the idea of military service for their own. But they want everyone else to go kill or be killed. The Bush crime family uses the lives of our young men and now our young women to further their lust for empire and wealth. The Bush crime family under its current leadership of George W. Bush has now sent more than 1,600 young Americans to die in Iraq and more than 400 to die in Afghanistan. The Bush crime family has sent more than 100,000 Iraqis to their deaths and an unknown number of Afghans to their deaths. The Bush crime family has made torture and rape and murder a part of the official activities of the United States military. The Bush crime family does not provide its killing machine with proper equipment to perform its murderous duties. So if all this is true, and it is, and the Bush crime family lied and lied again and lied again and lied again in taking this country to war, and it did, then why is the head of the Bush crime family, George W. Bush, still allowed to sit in the Oval Office or prance his way around the world and allowed to kill and kill and kill and kill again? Huh? Do you have an answer for that? Do you have an answer for that, truth seeker? Herbert says, as for training and preparedness, the scandal of Abu Ghraib is instructive. The problems there went far beyond the photos of Lindy England and others humiliating the Iraqis under their control. We learned last week that Janice Karpinski, the brigadier general, who's now been busted to colonel, whose military reserve police unit was in charge of the prison, had been arrested for shoplifting at a military base in Florida in 2002. The same army that's scouring Iraq for insurgents and terrorists was apparently unaware of the arrest record of the woman assigned to run Abu Ghraib, for God's sake. And then last week, Dickie Boy Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, I don't give a damn how many stars he has on his shoulders, he's a jackass. He told Congress that the war in Iraq was taking a toll on the military and would make combat operations elsewhere in the world more difficult. Jesus, God. And he's still there. Bush is still there. He's still the President of the United States. My question, I wish this program run in Washington, D.C., whoever runs that crappy-ass station in Washington, D.C., wouldn't dare put this program on. But I have a question for those people in D.C. All of you Democrats, all of you filthy, stinking Republicans, why, now that you know what you know, is this man still president of the United States? Why? And not one of you, Democrat or Republican, can stand on your hind legs and answer me, some two-bit talk show host from Atlanta, Georgia. And the rest of the world knows. The rest of the world knows. And more and more Americans are starting to figure it out, starting to come out of their shopping-induced fog and realize what this regime has done. The intelligence and the facts were being fixed around the policy. And people with sense have been talking about this for, 2 years? Ever since this invasion occurred. It's just astonishing. Why is this man still not being indicted for crimes against the Constitution? So, Ray in Concrete, Washington, sent me an email. Harry Reid, who is the Democratic minority leader in the Senate, answered a question about Bush last week saying, I think this guy is a loser. Remember that? Now, I heard that. I think this guy is a loser. Later, Bush responded to what Harry Reid said in a press conference, and he said, I know you are, but what am I? No, yes, Kathy. Kathy's sitting out there shaking her head going, no, he didn't. Yeah, it is. You can go to redstate.org. The story is there. I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? Unless redstate.org, here's the URL, http://tppb.redstate.org. And just look around. You'll find it. I think this guy is a loser. I know you are, but what am I? All right, your phone calls when we come back.
Yo, bring it on down.
Gonna change. I can feel it.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200.
That's 1-800-828-1200.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. I guess I have to say it again, just in case some of my fellow liberals don't quite get it. A, we have no business being in Iraq. B, we have no business being in Iraq. C, we got there based on false pretenses, lies. D, we need to pull out of Iraq now. Now! E, Bush needs to be removed from office. The Constitution states categorically, high crimes and misdemeanors are impeachable offenses. Jesus Christ, America, what is a high crime or a misdemeanor if not this? If not this, then what is? And here we sit. And I'm sure somebody someplace is organizing massive marches on Washington, D.C., and that definitely has a place. Yes, it does. But this is so far beyond that. This is so far beyond taking to the streets. Every single American soldier and Marine and airman needs to be removed from Iraq, needs to be removed from Kuwait, needs to be removed from Saudi Arabia, needs to be removed from Jordan, needs to be removed from Lebanon, and yes, the sneaky bastards need to be removed from Syria, because we have them there, and Iran, and Afghanistan! You're not going to catch bin Laden in Afghanistan, you morons! And you're not going to get his head and put it in a box for this psychopath in the White House! We have been lied to. We have been taken into a war. 1,600 plus Americans are now dead. And every single one of my fellow Americans who have given up a son or a daughter or a husband or a mother or a wife, you were lied to. Bush murdered your family member. Don't you understand it? And every single Brit that has died, Tony Blair, lied to you. Don't you understand conspiracy when it's right in your face? It says it's just mind-boggling, mind-boggling. And the killing's going to continue. The former head of the Mossad said that the United States is probably going to be there for 5 to 10 years. Do you understand how many Americans are going to die? Do you understand how many Iraqi men, women, and children we are going to murder and butcher and gas? Do you know how much of that country we are going to leave where it glows in the dark with our depleted uranium? Jesus, God, will nothing break through to these right-wingers? I know this program's not going to do it, but isn't there somebody out there with a strong voice? Isn't there somebody who can get through to these people? We are committing acts of horror and terror against the entire Middle East. And here we sit. And I keep looking for liberals or Democrats to say, get out now, pull out now, get every single troop out now. Who do I hear say that? Kucinich? Who else says that, Kathy? Anybody? Does anybody say it? Does anybody else on this network? Does anybody else in the Democratic Party leadership? Does anybody say it? We were taken into this war. We have offered up our young people as blood sacrifice. We have butchered and killed and destroyed. We committed Fallujah. Do you not understand? No, you don't, because you're an American. We committed Fallujah. We burned it. We burned it. And it was all based on lies and deception and deceit and a conspiracy. Oh, my God. Where is the rest of the liberal community? Where are people screaming, get out of Iraq, get every single troop out of Iraq? Where are you? Where are you? Jesus Christ, don't leave me out here by myself. Where are you? It's just, it's reached that point, Truth Seeker. Huh? Bush and Blair get up in the morning and come out and say they both use Pepsodent toothpaste. And the night before, these two war criminals were planning an assault on another country, getting ready to butcher tens of thousands of innocent people. Bush engineers a second victory. Blair engineers a second victory. They're still leading the United States and the UK. I don't know. Have we got some music? Yeah, play some music. And we're going to take a break, and that's enough out of my trap tonight. Nothing but your phone calls when we come back. If you've been on hold for 2 hours, apologize, but that's the way it goes on this program. Stay with us. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Talk about unsanitary. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. Imagine vacuuming your house wearing a dust mask? Friends, try my hypoallergenic 8-pound Auric XL free for 30 days. It's 99.99% dust-free. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. no West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
What do you get when you cross a ballerina with an insomniac? Someone who'll dance the night away. And that's what they're doing at a dance-a-thon put together by dancers and their community coalition to raise money for kids' after-school programs. And what do you get when people bring their groups together? Healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. So if you're involved with a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Preposterous! The new Surgeon General's report on bone health names four essential elements for building strong bones. Calcium, vitamin D, magnesium, and now phosphorus. Anything less is, well, preposterous! Many calcium supplements have the first three, but since millions of women are phosphorus deficient, they need the formula found only in the orange box, Posture D. Because building bones without phosphorus is, as you know, preposterous!
You're listening to the...
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better.
Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
No, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Hey, how you doing? Educational videos, top quality, right here.
You'll never hear anyone selling education on the street.
Yo, what's up, baby? Wanna learn some history?
I got live learning, beautiful books inside.
And don't expect anyone to just offer you an education.
Who needs a high school diploma, huh?
Unfortunately, you can't buy a diploma from some guy with a briefcase. But there is one way you can get the educational skills you and your family need for free. With free family learning programs. Call 1-877-FAMLIT1 for information on free GED, computer training classes, and other family learning programs. That's 1-877-FAMLIT1.
Check it out, check it out. With your GED right here, guaranteed, ma. Come on, check it out.
After all, you can't get your education on the street. Free family learning programs from the National Center for Family Literacy. The first step to a better life. Brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Alicia sent me an email. Mike, I've been going out of my mind. What is it going to take to impeach this thug? Clinton is impeached for a sad little affair that he never should have been asked about because the investigation leading up to it was propelled by a lie. And the lies that are killing thousands of our soldiers and 100,000 Iraqis sail past the American public without a murmur. It seems as if George Bush could hold up the bleeding, severed head of John Kerry and no one would give a rat's ass. Alicia. I don't have an answer, Alicia. I have none. I just can't get my mind around this. James in Wisconsin wrote, "Thank you for putting out there every thought and emotion that has been screaming inside me, that has been unleashed on friends, family, colleagues, anyone that stood still within earshot for more than a minute. For over a week since the London Times published the bombshell that has exploded without a sound in this country. The silence of our media is not surprising, and yet it's shocking." James in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And there's a whole bunch more here. I don't want to take time to read them all. Again, like I've said a million times, like you have said to your people, you know, what does it take? What does it take? We are paying, and we are going to pay an even heavier price for allowing to remain in office a criminal enterprise such as this one that is now running this country. You know it. I know it. Even these right-wing bastards know it, these religious freaks. Of course, what they're counting on is, before justice can be served on their useless selves, they'll be raptured into their twisted version of some kind of perverted heaven. Oh, well. All right. Dan is calling from Washington State. Dan, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, my opinion, like Senator Harry Reid shouldn't have apologized for calling Bush a loser and a bad president. It's an understatement, in my opinion. I call Bush more of an incompetent, fraudulent embarrassment to mankind, you know. And, I don't think we Democrats should show any diplomacy towards Republicans in the future. That's just despicable the way the RNC chairman just spat in Reid's face after Reid apologized. You know, let's not show these fascist bastards, you know, any more diplomacy. They don't deserve any more, in my opinion.
Well, no, I agree. All this talk about, you know, toning things down in Washington, I remember 7 years ago, 6 years ago, that was that's what the Republicans were saying. That's an absolute lie. What they have done, what the Republicans themselves have done, going all the way back to 93, really, when it first became apparent that Clinton was going to be a president, he was going to get this country in order, as a good moderate Republican could get it into order. Because I don't see Clinton as a Democrat. And from that moment on, the religious political right in this country hated his ass, and it has not stopped. And they have shown no quarter. And I think anyone who says, well, we've got to tone down the rhetoric, we have to be nice to Republicans, I say bat squeeze.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I live kind of an isolated life right now. It's by choice, because I'm afraid if I get around one of these people out in public in a grocery store or a post office or in a mall, and, you know, I won't be able to control myself. And I don't necessarily want to go to jail on an assault charge.
Yeah. Seems like we got a lot of, there's a lot of assertive citizens that are Democrats, and we just need some, Democrats in office that'll stand up for us and
tell
it like it is, you know.
That's it. And if this crop won't, then we need to get rid of him, Dan, and get some that will.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, thanks for checking in, pal.
All right.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your call. No, I mean that. I'm going to show respect for some piece of human waste like Bill Frist. I'm going to show respect for some maniac like Dobson. I'm going to show respect for some thuggish, deceptive, lying plutocrat like Cheney. No, not tonight, not next week, not ever. Ever. Kenneth is calling from Michigan. Kenneth, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Hey, Kenneth.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
You just went your spiel about not showing respect, but the office of president is not the man that's in there.
Yes, it is. Kenneth, don't be silly. The office of the presidency is an inanimate object. We have had monsters in there before. We have had decent people in there before. This time we have a psychopathic killer. And the Constitution explains how to remove people who are not qualified, and Bush is not qualified.
Okay, well, I think he is. I voted for him, and I'd vote for him again, but...
Why? Why? Now, be specific, or I'll cut you off. And you know, I don't want to cut... Listen to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to cut you off, but be specific, okay? Why would you vote for him again?
Because... As far as I'm concerned, he's done a good job so far.
What has he done? Stop. What has he done that constitutes a good job? Name one thing and be specific. You live in Michigan, a state that's being destroyed.
I live in Oklahoma.
Excuse me?
Actually, I live in Oklahoma.
Why did you tell my associate producer you lived in Michigan?
Because he asked me where I was, and I'm in Michigan right now.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. You live in Oklahoma, a state that is going right into the toilet. Why? Because of Bush policies. What has he done that you consider to be good for America?
Well, I don't know that Oklahoma's going into...
No, what has he done? What has he done? One thing, Kenneth, one thing.
Well, see, that's not what I called about.
Yeah, shut up and get out of here. Get off my phone. Get him out of here. 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 You half-witted morons, how dare you call this program? How dare you call this program and tell me you voted for Bush and you vote for him again? And then I ask you a simple third-grade question, and you can't answer. So typical. So absolutely typical. You psychopaths, don't call here. I don't want you. My audience doesn't want to hear you. The people advertised on this program don't want to hear you. The network doesn't want to hear you. You are scum. You have destroyed this country. Even Bush supporters can explain why they voted for the moron. They're hypnotized. Their brains are like jello. This happened on Flying Monkey Night, Flying Monkey Right Night. Remember when I opened up the phones to these cretins, to these half-witted freaks? Remember? It was amazing. Go away, Kenneth. Go play with yourself. Go dig in the mud in Oklahoma, wherever the hell you live, okay? Go eat rocks. Go stand under the moon and howl. But don't call this program again, ever! God, these people get me upset. You half-witted cretins. Jesus. A man leading the country into a septic tank. Just taking this country into the worst possible box imaginable. Destroying our present. Destroying our future. Ruining economic. You know, when Kenneth's grandchildren try to find a job and old Kenneth is deader than a doornail and won't be around so his grandkids can say, Kenneth, Grandpa, do you know you guys left us this? Man, it just doesn't stop. Where do these people come from? What in the name of hell would it take for these people to understand that George W. Bush and his criminal enterprise are destroying the country that has the potential to be the greatest country in the history of the human race? The potential. Listen, you right-wingers, you know, I don't want your calls anymore. I really don't. I just want you to go the hell away. Please, you know, go read your Bible. Go buy something. Just get out of my program. Get out of my program. Be an idiot. Act on it. Stay ignorant. Be remedial. Wear the best cap. Slide children. Drool like a hunchback. Don't discuss things. Shout the last word. Drop your IQ, that's what I do. My advice, girls and guys who want to be a Nobel Prize finalist. Rocket scientists, try applying this. Keep the customers coming around. If you're smart, then you better start dumbing it down. Don't say anything too profound. Dumb it down.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one.
For the best in independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how drug companies are getting state health programs to prescribe their most expensive drugs. Learn how to avoid a scam that could cost you thousands of dollars if you're buying furniture or appliances. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, and culture. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
Sadly, arthritis pain can make people say goodbye to the little things they love, but not people who use Aleve. People whose doctors have told them the good news about the strength and safety of Aleve, that only two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. Ask your doctor the good news about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk, which takes place this May all across the country. For more information on the Arthritis Walk or the good news about Aleve, go to Aleve.com.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with the Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
1200. And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Tom is calling from Oregon. Tom, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey there, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. I called to talk about the way that these power mongers actually do take over our life in certain respects and how they manipulate our mind activity, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I have an answer as to how we get to a place like this as a people sharing life together. Now, for a long time, people have been operating under the guise of the language they say to themselves with their calendar that they use,
right,
being the Gregorian calendar. And that, you know, such as it is, as instituted by papal authority and being artificial in nature, it's just like a facade, an illusion, and it isn't real at all. Like, there is a natural time system that is operating right now, and all other species.
Okay, hold on, Tom, hold on. Where are you going with this?
Well, I just wanted to say that if we start to harmonize with natural time as a people, we can undergo a process of transformation that will regenerate the biosphere and give us people a chance to make it, to actually get through all of this, like, hokey-dokey weirdness that seems to be going on all over the place.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. You have a nice evening. Appreciate your call. RB is calling from Canada. RB, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. A few topics tonight, eh?
Yeah.
Great. Hey, one thing you didn't say when you were about talking about that CIA guy that gave that interview.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, he goes on to talk about Tora Bora, Bin Laden's escape, and how the Pakistani intelligence knows where Bin Laden is even now, but that going after him would surely result in Musharraf's assassination, and perhaps the Muslims getting a hold of Muslim extremists getting a hold of a nuclear bomb.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. Nobody wants Bin Laden, if he really exists, to be captured anyway. Everybody's already got what they wanted.
Exactly. I mean, this is once CIA, always CIA. These guys that say I used to be in the CIA, now I'm coming out with a book. Read behind the lines. He's coming out with this thing saying, well, Bush wanted Bin Laden's head and dry ice and stuff. Sounds barbaric and stuff to us left-wingers. We are all up in arms, but the right-wingers love it. And, of course, it reinforces the idea that if George Bush really did want Osama Bin Laden, and then, of course, the thing is... Well,
you can't do that, RB. You can't say words like that on the air, because then we immediately have to disconnect you. Okay? Now, RB, I realize I run a pretty loose program here, but there are certain words you cannot say. And as soon as you say it, our associate producer in New York will cut you off. Okay? Now, that's the second time that's happened. If you need a couple of months off this program to chill and get the drift, then, you know, we can work that out, too. I like having you call in. I think you make a lot of sense, and I like your Canadian perspective. But you've got to watch your language. I take it close to the edge sometimes. But I've told you before, I've made it clear to everybody on this program, we're not an internet-only program. We are carried by radio stations and that don't appreciate that. A lot of these radio stations don't carry my program because I get too radical. And I don't want to take the chance with stations who do carry the program to have FCC complaints. That's the quickest way for me to get fired from this network. Not because they don't love me. I'm sure management loves everybody on this network that has a program, and the ones that don't. But they are not going to allow themselves to be fined, and the right wing is waiting with abated breath for Air America Radio to make just one screw-up. Even some of the lefties are just out there in the bushes waiting to cut us off at our knees, okay? So, RB, sorry, when you call the program again, check that language at the door before you come in here, okay? Thank you, because we won't allow it. Just we won't. Ira is calling from New Jersey. Ira, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for taking the call.
Absolutely.
Great show. I've waited a while, but...
I know you have, and I appreciate your patience.
It was worth it. And I just wanted to comment. I think I can shed some light.
Okay, can I get you to hold one more time? We got to do some commercials. I'll come back, and we'll pick it up right there, okay?
Right.
As soon as we do this break. This is Air America.
Exactly how I feel. He said, boy, I've been in your shoes once or twice myself. I've got 100,000 watts running through this microphone. And I can let your message ring loud and clear. Cause tomorrow I'd be gone, because you can't say that on the radio. I'd really like to help you out, it's just the way it goes. It's so sad and that's too bad, everybody knows. You can't say that on the radio.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
We're talking with the creator of Smoke Away, Mike Connors.
We've created an all-natural program designed to support people who want to quit their smoking habit. If you're ready to quit, we're there for you, just as we have been for the thousands of people who've told us how great Smoke Away is.
And it's true, Smoke Away has a money-back guarantee?
If you try Smoke Away and aren't satisfied, we'll give you a full refund, less shipping and handling, guaranteed. Take the Smoke Away Challenge. I know you can do it.
Call 1-800-603-8545 or visit smokeawaychallenge.com. Take the challenge call today. 1-800-603-8545. Chances are, if you're a smoker, you've tried to quit the habit. Health experts have warned you. Your kids, your parents, or friends have asked you to quit. You get the point. If it were that easy, nobody would smoke. The makers of Smoke Away have created their all-natural program to help support people who want to quit smoking. Take the challenge. If you try Smoke Away and aren't satisfied, we'll give you a full refund, less shipping and handling, guaranteed. Call 1-800-603-8545 or visit smokeawaychallenge.com. Take the challenge call today. 1-800-603-8545.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know why George W. Bush was the president.
What's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about? Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again. So don't wait for me for dinner, okay? Really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Hi, I'm Mel Gibson. As most of you know, I'm good friends with Jesus, and we both agree that Chest magazine is the funniest thing since the Crusades. It's smart, outrageous, and best of all, it's not Jewish. So check it out and be like me. and Jesus.
Jest magazine. Humor for the irreverent. Go to Jest.com for a limited time and subscribe for only $9.95 a year. Enter code Mel Gibson. Subscribe now at Jest.com. That's J-E-S-T.com.
Celebrity voices may not be real.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomega.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
The Maturity Report.
These guys wanted to control not the oil to get it for us cheaper. They wanted to control the spigot. Think about your time back in high school or in college. The person who controls the keg makes all the friends.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
It's a slight derivation of that. We're going to control the oil spigot, and that's the way that we compete with whatever country it is that we perceive as some type of threat.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
Compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you fall for anything. And I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Man, 26 before the hour, back to Ira, who has called in from New Jersey. Ira, again, thank you for holding on.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, I was just going to comment. I think I can shed a little light on, you know, very frustrating how Bush is still around, given what's
right.
going on here and in Iraq, and then that thing that July 2002 document coming out of Britain. The Seattle Intelligencer did publish a pretty decent article about it. That's kind of a mainstream.
Right.
They did that last Friday, I think it was. But that doesn't spread throughout the country. Gets on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one key, I know your network, you've talked to Michael Rupert, your network's had Dave on clients, is to get the truth out about 9/11. I think a lot of people in this country, they're still a bit numbed by the event. They don't understand the truth. They don't understand that it was anything from they let it happen, which is treason by itself, or they made it happen. Michael Rupert, in his book, when you talk to him, talked about the Dick Cheney basically orchestrating the whole thing from the White House and with the war games and the
right.
planes hitting the towers being a lot of evidence, mostly on the internet, towers being bombed down. And, of course, no plane ever really hit the Pentagon. That's pretty clear from the size of the hole in the wall, that there was no smoke or any real damage to the grass down at the Pentagon. So I think that's part of the problem. I think that's what that caller previous to me, a couple callers ago, you had to cut off because he really couldn't answer your question. But I think that's what he was trying to say. Because, you know, and then it's like with that, people still have this fear, and it's just, and they tolerate the Patriot Act and the, mm-hmm. and the attacks on the civil liberties and cutbacks in domestic programs, Medicaid and the like. And now it's like the attacks on Social Security get some press, but not as much as you think they would, you know.
Right.
And the other thing, over in Iraq, the way they sell this to you, the corporate media, not Air America, the corporate media, every time it goes bad a little bit. Last week, you recall, they made a big hullabaloo about this guy in Pakistan, this top Al Qaeda guy, and then today it came out that he's not as big.
Yeah, he's nothing. He's a gopher.
He's nothing.
Right.
Yeah, today it came out. But see, this is the way they sell it. They make a headline out of that, and then when there's attacks and Americans getting killed, and a lot of Iraqis getting killed, they mention this name Zarqawi everywhere we go. Fallujah.
Right.
Now in other areas in Iraq, everywhere you go, Zarqawi, that name pops up. Like, and supposedly he's dead. He's either dead or he was injured to the point where he lost a leg. And how could he hop around from one city to another? But I think they, the corporate media and the government together, they tie this foreign element into what's going on in Iraq. And really, it's largely, and I've heard, and thanks to Air America, we can learn that it's largely an indigenous insurgency, you know, Iraq.
Do you know, I saw something on corporate media tonight that of the 135 suicide attacks that have occurred in that sad country in the last, I forget the time frame, yeah. 50% of those, were suicide. Of the 135 bombing attacks, 50% were suicide attacks.
Yeah.
They are willing to commit suicide in order to get, now I don't care what motivates them, whether it's religious, fanatical religious theory or cultural demands or political beliefs. It doesn't matter to me. When someone is willing to die deliberately and take part of the enemy with them, you can't defeat that kind of insurgency.
Nope, I agree.
It simply cannot be defeated. Yeah. It can't.
If I can add just one more thing, Mike.
Sure.
I know you got to take other calls. That thing yesterday on Meet the Press with this. The thing with the bringing him back, you know, that was crazy with bringing this guy, Bin Laden, back in ICE. But I think the reason they did it, you personally, and maybe a few other Air America commentators, plugged the David Griffin show, which appeared on C-SPAN 2.
Right.
David Griffin goes through the whole, all aspects of 9/11, Bush's behavior, the Pentagon, the towers, Flight 93, how the air defenses collapsed and could only have collapsed in this country with the not just the aid, but the active participation of our government. And there were a lot of people involved here. I mentioned Cheney. You got to believe Rumsfeld and Myers and a few other people were involved. There was never really any investigation into this. The 9/11 Commission, David Griffin wrote a book subsequent to that, which basically shredded that commission report. But obviously it doesn't get any attention by mainstream. But what mainstream does, because they're still trying to prop up the official version, which, as I said, there's still a numbness in this country from that.
Mm-hmm.
What mainstream does is put somebody on, like that CIA guy, and notwithstanding the craziness of that Bin Laden in ICE,
right.
It tends to prop up the official account, which, again, the 9/11... Anybody who has been following it for years.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. You have to go to alternative media. You have to go to people like Michael Rupert. You have to go to people like Alexander Coburn or Jeffrey Sinclair. You have to go. You have to go to like Counterpunch. You've got to go to The Nation. You've got to go to Air America Radio. I'm sorry, but that's difficult to do. As a result of that degree...
That's why you get a call from somebody, wherever they're from.
The freak that called me, sure.
Yeah.
I understand, but I can't handle those phone calls anymore.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame you. You had to get them off, yeah.
Yeah, just go away. Go live in your swillish ignorance.
You would think this whole scenario with Iraq, but if more people... You know, a lot of people are willing to overlook atrocities we do overseas, but I don't think the same people, even conservatives and Republicans, they wouldn't, if they knew the truth about 9/11, and the truth about Iraq, and really we're not getting the cable news stations don't give you a true picture of what's going on over there. You know, Air America has a lot of people on, guys who've come back, luckily they're alive, they can tell a lot about the atrocities and other things that they experience when they get back here, their illnesses and the radiation and that. If people, more people knew about this, the truth of 9/11, although I think a lot of people, I think a lot more people than we know about suspect some kind of role on the government's part, even though they may never have been on alternative media for one day.
Well, those people got to speak up. Ira, I got to leave it there. Thanks, pal. I appreciate what you had to say. Thanks for checking in. Ginger is calling from England. Ginger, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Not up this early.
Pleasure's all mine. What part of England are you calling from?
From East Anglia, actually. It's about 70 miles northeast of London.
Oh, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks. I actually called about, which kind of ponies off of your Oklahoma freak that called. He's talking about how great Bush is. Well, I hate to tell him, but, you know, the military is suffering greatly financially under this president, if you mm-hmm. want to call him that. He's not my president. They've got the most dramatic funding cuts in 17 years, according to the Stars and Stripe article that I found on Sunday. It's called PACAF Facing Most Dramatic Cuts in Years. They've lost over $10 million short this year from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the $10 million go? You know, they're delaying items because of undue hardship for now. They're not funding any morale welfare programs. They're going to be charging for stuff that used to be free, like towels at the gym. Now you're going to have to pay for them to use them, and all these quality of life issues that we enjoyed under Clinton, which are now going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another article that I found that had to do with lawmakers are told demotion of a, I guess it was a captain, was unrelated to criticism of armor and equipment. I guess he testified,
right.
complained about the unarmored Humvees.
Yes.
Well, he lost his command. He was demoted.
Sure. This, what about General Shinseki? Who?
Yeah, she was demoted. I couldn't believe it.
He was told to take early retirement because he said if you are going to invade Iraq, you're going to need several hundred thousand.
Shinseki, I thought you were talking about Karpinski.
No, Karpinski
was demoted.
Demoted to colonel, and
yep.
that's the end of her career. Putting the blame on her is standard operating procedure for this Bush crime family. On the other hand, here's a woman who was in that command 3 years ago while she was an active duty commander, was arrested for shoplifting in Florida. What the hell? Nobody could figure that out and say, oops, maybe we shouldn't have this particular general in charge of this sort of an operation. If it's a type
care.
Of person, a type of person who would get involved in shoplifting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
it's astonishing.
My husband is downrange. He's not in Iraq, but he's deployed currently. And he said the commander that's running his particular location is a Bible thumper. And unfortunately, when they do commander's call, which is when you do your rah-rah, you know,
right.
we're doing so great, he's doing biblical videos.
Oh, my God.
And my husband was sitting next to a Pakistani native who is in the military who was just as offended
Ginger,
as my husband.
Ginger, can you hold?
Oh, sure.
If you can hold.
Yeah, I know you're running up
again. Let me come right back to you. This is Air America.
Was gone so fast, divided, not united. What's he want to do now? What's he going to try? Does he really think Armageddon is nigh? Does he care if children die? La, 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 la. Put him in a straitjacket, there's no doubt. Let the psychiatrist figure him out. Listen while...
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com from Fort Dodge Animal Health.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. But here's a better idea. Try my newest 8-pound Orrick XL Free for 30 days. It cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you still want a bagless vacuum, I'll send you a dust mask to wear.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
Ugh! See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No.
You'll look successful. Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
The man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Ken, before the hour, thanks to our crew tonight, as always. Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac, who engineered in New York, and David Fizikas, who screened your calls, associate produces the program. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch, Mark Marshall, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, and also Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Back to Ginger in England. So your husband is deployed, and
yes.
You're an American living in...
Yeah, I'm a veteran. We moved over here a year and a half ago.
Okay, you served also?
Yeah, yeah. I used to be a jet engine mechanic back in 86 to 90, Desert
okay.
One.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Saw the writing on the wall and said, I've had enough. My husband's been in 19 years.
Is he... is he in a combat area?
No.
Active combat?
No. He's Air Force. He's structures. So he does building maintenance and stuff like that.
Okay, so he's not in direct harm's way, although the whole damn country, it's just like Vietnam. I don't care where you are, you're in harm's way.
Well, exactly. When they do have to go downtown for supplies on the area that he's at, they do go down in massive force, which you have to get permission and pre-scheduling and whatnot to do.
Is your husband going to reenlist when this is over?
No, he's actually extended for this assignment past 20. So when we're done with this assignment, we're discussing our options. Because, honestly, I don't want to return to the States. I know you've had callers call in that, you know, is it time to leave yet?
Mm-hmm.
We've had discussions about this. I work at the school. Several teachers will not be coming back to the States.
Really?
Several other teachers don't want to go back to the States. And they're just in a quandary like I am. Do we really want to go back to the Third Reich? I mean, we've seen this before, you know, and from the outside looking in, it's much more dangerous looking back at the States from where I sit than where you are.
You know, I'll bet that's very true. I've wondered about that, how an American living overseas for an extended period of time or someone who's not an American, just someone who, you know, a different nationality who looks at what's going on here, how they would perceive what's going on here.
I'm very comfortable over here. I've called back to the States and I've talked to people, you know, ordering stuff online, and they're all concerned. Well, aren't you afraid of the terrorists? What terrorists? I'm free here. I can travel throughout Europe, no passport. I don't have to have my papers checked. I don't have a national ID that needs to be checked. My children aren't harassed by the recruiters. And, you know, I'm free here. I don't know that I would want to go back to the States. There is a problem in the military, which I know people aren't really aware of. We have a lot of people that have been put in command positions that are extreme right-wing evangelicals. That should terrify you. I know it scares the heck out of me.
Oh, it does me, too. Oh, believe me, Ginger.
People have been put into these positions, and they scare me.
I know.
Their children frighten me.
Well, it is very similar to the Third Reich, this kind of religious insanity coupled with a fascist nationalism and a murderous desire to build empire. It's a cliche, but I don't see any difference whatsoever between Hitler and Bush, except Hitler was much smarter and wound up much deader. But I can't believe this has happened in my country. I don't know what to do.
I never thought this would happen in my lifetime. I never thought it was a possibility.
Nor did I.
It was supposed to be the freest country on the planet. But I had to watch, in a world geography class last week, I had to watch the rise and fall of the Third Reich with a class I was teaching. And I had the hair on the back of my neck standing up. I was terrified by the end of that movie. And I had to talk about the movie and the nuances of what was going on to my seventh graders. And they, I think, were curious, not really understanding the implications of what was really what they were seeing.
Right.
But it was so textbook of what has happened in the U.S., and people don't see it. I don't know if it's lack of wanting to see it or denial. I don't know. I think most of it's denial, because if you look at that video that I watched from the Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, you see the crowd shots and you see that same distant, concerned look in people's eyes that I see of regular Americans that I interact with that are living over here, frustrated, concerned. What do you do? I mean, is this really happening?
Ginger, I'm glad you called. I hope you'll be up early, and we'll check in.
Well, I listen to your archives every day, thanks to White Rose Society and Air America Place.
Well, thank you so much.
Never miss your show.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Do take care. A phone call like that only does one thing to me. It just makes me so sad. Not what Ginger said, but what she is reflecting. You know, it's nothing you and I don't know, and I honestly don't know what the hell to do. I don't. This, you know, it's. I keep thinking this is my country. This is my 9-month-old daughter's country. It's my 26-year-old son's country. It's my 39-year-old daughter's country, and on and on and on. You know, I don't know what to do. I honestly don't know what to do. So we sit here at night and scream and rant and demand impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. Remove this tyrant. Remove this tyrant. The religious nutcases who now run this country are not going to remove him. I don't know what's going to happen in the 2006 elections. If it turns out that the Republicans extend their majority, then I guess at that point, then Kathy and I have to consider our options about leaving the United States. And I don't want that to happen, because I have adult children here who have roots here, who have careers here. Hell, I do. So does Kathy, you know. I want to bring my child up in the United States, but not Bush's United States. You understand what I'm saying? You know, it's hell being my age and having a child this young. I you know, it's a blessing on the one hand. Oh, God, I wouldn't trade it for anything. But I'm talking about it's hell in trying to make decisions. Because I know I'm not going to be around. I'm not going to be alive during, I'm too old. I'm not going to be alive during parts of her life. When, you know, like my kids are in their 20s and 30s, I'm not going to be here when Molly is that age. And I don't know what the hell to, you know, how to handle that, except maybe get her out of here. I don't know. I don't know. It's driving me nuts. It's driving me crazy. I'm way behind the loop on this story, but I understand Andy Stevenson got the money he needed. And I think his surgery is tomorrow. I'm not sure. Somebody will send me an email on it. If you pray... pray for this young man. If you just think thoughts for him. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight.
Oh, ooh, eesh, ah.
So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-